Hi, good morning.
So, school safety, what do we need to know? Are we still having issues where people are, waiting in front of schools, in the wrong area, or they're pulling out into crosswalks, or they're going around school buses, or all of the above?
We are working on a regular basis to help those kiddos get to school and get home from school every day. We got officers working at all the schools for the parking areas to make sure that people aren't double parked and that all of those things are going well. So I think at this point in the year, everybody's accustomed to the drop-off and pick-up sites. I think we're doing pretty well.
Okay. What about within the school themselves? I know that the school district has invested some money in safety precautions and cameras, and you need to buzz yourself in now at schools. It's different than when you and I were growing up. So how are we doing with that?
It's different. The school district's done a wonderful job in the last 5 years with all the infrastructure upgrades that they've made for the schools. I had actually attended a junior achievement session last week, or this came up, where I had to check in at the front desk. I checked in the lobby and then had went in, and they do a wonderful job at the security. I mean, there's over 5,000 students here locally, almost 6,000 if you include Christian School and St. Francis, over 900 staff, and the school district works around the clock to make sure that their staff is safe.
Yeah. It like I said, and you and I are roughly the same age. I'm a little older than you, but it's a little different than back in the day when you could just walk into school. There were no metal detectors. I'm not saying we have those here, but some school districts do. I mean, it is so different since Columbine, I guess, right?
Well, can we start with playground equipment? Playground equipment's gotten much safer too. So
yeah, that's true.
I think we've learned our lessons over time, and we're doing things better every day.
Yeah. Remember when you were little and you fell off the monkey bars onto the asphalt? There was no rubber under that, right?
Well, yeah, or the metal slide that had the hump in the middle that you always tried to launch yourself off of.
Good point. I never thought about that. On a hot day, that was a lot of fun. All right. Chris, it's good to get you on the radio. Always appreciate the time.
No, it's great. Have a great day.
You too.